The coast. 1. The seabirds land. Blow blue ribbons of the squalling sea. Dip down, dip and duck the spray, go birds, mingling crops of the sea. The tin sea, blue, gold, white tossed. Above that 10-ton thundering border, gorge through the breast the giant coast rises, with bright, fearful eyes of frost, flashing their black grain salted lids. To see, to see. Blood in the eyes in the fiery waves, haunting the corpses of the sun. Whacking the waves, the birds come, feeding in the dark halls, their legs rove. 2. Two strollers at low tide. I walk over rocks, strewn like stones of old castles, seaweed smell in my hand. Above on the fighting slopes, the woods are shadowy, slendered by darkness. The polished fires, the stone fires of the sea, flame out of the night. I hear the goose quack, the slithering of water in ferns, blowing supernatural words to the smooth stones. If the land breathes, if stars upheave, break out in frenzied points of warning, burst the radium dawn glowing agate distant, the bright cheek, as I walk in madness stolen from sleep, and the sea upfolds its lips, gleaming, unlovely, sad. The meadow-started bird becomes a dungeon of grief, remnant of the stalled past, out of place. Now another figure, small as birdsong, catches me, the green air washing, my shadow bent, the sand swelling light dissimilar on two faces. The wind height offshore moves and mist springs coil into light. Three, a rose breaks out. Lovely and undetermined, the rose in the cliff's side, the spark of time, asphalt and timber breaking in, soulless, solstice moon bright. Heaven bright, reach these hands into the bruising light. Eyes luminous, lovely, light in the varied world, eyeing our savage eyes strangely. Think of us fair, hold to us light, light before sun waves spilled in our green graves, light under blades, beginning light through first eyes sight. 4. Frightened child. Striking at the heavy branches, I ran through the ghost-gray thickets, moon-filled with exhaustion, trackless, unknown, pursued by the fainting hordes of breath who held me down under the shingled light to gurgle the faint pool's restless life. Mother knew I was afraid, as I told her, myself is heaven early, that it defends five, listen, shh, on the thunder lightning like glass rivers over mordant mountains streaming, gave the soul blessing, tyrant, these geese like the furs buckshot, spreading and beating and making a new wind, just under the moon shimmering, in all weathers you may come down to this lake and drink its sap deep. 6 Lovers. Your tears point past my heart, and I hear the flapping wings rising above the squalling sea. No, not yet, my luscious. Let the thud of the beat dismay the senses of a lingering confusion. We have this when, in the moment before morning, day, the flowering fluting, holds back its naked bird, we'll feast our love and drink our time.